We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien, and we are going to have from Jeff some breaking news involving a former Minnesota icon, and that would be ...
Adrian Peterson.
And this breaking news involves, he didn't break something or someone, did he? Or close to it?
Well, I don't think he broke anyone, but he was arrested Sunday morning at LAX, so the airport. Apparently there was a verbal and physical altercation between a male suspect and female victim on board an aircraft bound for Houston yesterday morning, and it was our own Adrian Peterson. So he was arrested. He was given a $50,000 bail and released Sunday afternoon on bond, and said that his people said they had a verbal argument on the flight, and he apparently grabbed her wedding ring and scratched her finger.
Oh, jeez. It looks like he's trying to rip it off. Now, Adrian's had some other issues before. I don't know where he got the $50,000 bond, because he's always broke. So it'd be interesting.
He's always paying child support to like 7 or 8 kids.
Yeah, he's got that. But also, I mean, I remember several years ago when he let a piece of property in Houston go into foreclosure, he owed back taxes on it. And the back taxes were like, I don't know if they were 60 grand or whatever it was. But the house, if he sold one piece of furniture in there, he could have gotten the 60 grand. He just let it go. He's not exactly a great businessman. All right. Well,
no. Well, this is the guy who rode it on a camel to his 30th birthday. He tends to make some questionable purchases too.
Yes, he does. All right. Now let's get to the Super Bowl. Your thoughts on this? Okay, here, the Super Bowl itself. I want to hear about that. I want to hear about what you thought of the commercials, and I want to know what you thought of the halftime show. I did the first segment talking about all those things, but I did not talk about the halftime show. So I want your thoughts on that. And by the way, I want to say this about the commercials. When I did the first segment, I had not seen the entire Larry David commercial, so I thought I'd better watch it before WeChat. I loved it. Maybe it was the best of them all.
Yeah.
So
it might have been the only decent one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The game was really good, which is I think what everybody expected. That it would be close. I mean, these two teams were pretty evenly matched. I had predicted earlier in the day on my Facebook page, I predicted Rams 23-20. So I got the Rams part right. I just didn't have the Bengals got an extra field goal. So, but I figured that, you know, the Rams defense is really good. I also know that Matthew Stafford can have some turnovers. And so I thought, I didn't see it as being a game that was going to be like someone scoring 30 points. I thought it would stay right where it was.
You predicted 23-20. You nailed it. If that was your prediction.
No, I'm sorry. I predicted 23-17.
Oh, okay. You said you predicted 23-20. I got it.
No, I misspoke. Yeah, no, I predicted 23-17. So the Bengals got one extra field goal that I didn't give them credit for. But I got the Rams side of it correct.
Oh, well, I was close. I was 24-17, so we were both in that same ballpark.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I thought it was, you know, this is the type of, for me, you know, my formative years watching football were in the 80s, and that was probably the worst era to be watching, you know, if you wanted a close Super Bowl, because it was blowouts, especially in the second half of the decade. It was blowouts, every year. And so this was, and even into the 90s. So this is what you want, right? A game that's fit, you know, with evenly matched teams, where there's a back and forth, there's suspense. I'm glad that the Rams won, because if the Bengals had won, we would never hear the end of it from Rams fans about Jamar Chase grabbing Jalen Ramsey's face mask on the touchdown that they didn't catch.
No, wasn't that was T. Higgins, I think, who
was it? Higgins? Okay.
Yeah, the 75-yarder.
The face mask that we would never hear the end of.
And they would have been right, because that was a blatant face mask, and how they all those officials missed it is beyond me.
Which I have to wonder if they were trying to make up for it at the goal line.
That's
at the
what
end
I
there.
Thought exactly.
So yeah, so it was, you know, it was good. I'm happy to see Matthew Stafford win. On the commercials, I wasn't impressed. The Larry David was about the only one, but it just seems like maybe because the games are better now, they don't focus as much on the commercials. There was a lot of political correctness in the commercials. You know, the Google one about the new camera on the phone that apparently African Americans aren't don't photograph well on your traditional cameras, that cameras are somehow racist or something. I didn't get that whole thing.
Well, I didn't get the QR code that was like a Pac-Man. That was by far
Yeah,
the worst
right.
commercial in Super Bowl history for the money they had to
Yeah.
spend.
And the six commercials on electric vehicles, we get it.
Yeah, that and the Bitcoin, all the Bitcoin ones, except the only electric car commercial I like was the Sopranos one. I thought that was terrific. Although what they should have had her do, the one who played Meadow, have her light up a stogie. That would have been good. Had she puffed on a cigar. And but I like that one, and I did like the Dr. Evil one. I thought that was pretty good because I like when they brought them all, brought all the characters back together from these shows, and they did
Yeah,
that a lot.
they apparently liked the. It's funny how they went. It was kind of like the Super Bowl targeted at my generation apparently, because you had all the characters for from the movies and shows, and
Well, and
then you get into
Scrubs,
the
they had
halftime
that.
show.
And a lot of people like today's generation, they have no idea what Scrubs was. So that one was kind of a weird one to throw that in there. And then the Paul Rudd, Seth Rogen one. I like the fact that they were together, but come on. He's marrying a zombie or a ghost. Give me a break for Lay's potato
Well, then
chips.
and then the halftime show, I liked it. I thought, if you think about the fact that this is the first Super Bowl that Los Angeles had hosted in 30 years,
Really? I didn't realize it was that long. Wow.
that if you're going to do a halftime show, I like the beginning, how they and help the Halle Berry intro to the game, where she kind of talked about the interwovenness of the movies and the NFL, and was going and was talking about a lot of the old, the football movies over the years, and so if you're talking about kind of celebrating that, the city as part of the game, why wouldn't you go with a musical style that was basically invented there with hip hop?
Well, here's why I actually liked it, but I didn't hear a word of the music because I had a wife and daughter who wouldn't stop yippee yapping, and my son's girlfriend was in part of that. But I loved the set. You know what I mean? With
Yeah,
the
that was
different
awesome.
houses and that. Then they had the I guess it basically was a puzzle of that looked like the. I'm guessing if you were taking L.A. from the distance, it was like a city.
It looked like a Google map. It looked like a
Yeah,
Google,
Google
like an
Map.
aerial map
So.
of yeah.
And I really liked all the stuff that they did, but I have no idea what they were singing or saying. And I mean, Eminem, they made a big deal. I didn't even notice when he took his knee. I didn't care,
Yeah, I didn't notice it either. I didn't know, so I knew there was a couple of things going. The one song they do, there was a song called California Love. Dr. Dre did that originally with Tupac Shakur. So there was some talk of, were they going to bring Tupac back on a hologram, or
Okay.
were they going to do it? So that's what you heard the crowd reaction when they fired that song up, because that's like iconic to that genre and that and California. The only thing I wish they would have done something more with the cars. I wish they would have got them to do the bounce with the hydraulics like they used to do in the old Snoop and Dre
Or
videos.
race. Tear up the
Yeah,
field.
I thought it was a really good show. I thought it was well done. People are saying, well, best ever. I'm like, hold the phone.
No.
Prince played Purple Rain in the Rain. I'll give it second next to Prince, because some of those shows, they just
Okay.
phone it in.
And Jeff,
But I thought they did a good job.
I have never seen a more polarizing halftime show because either it was best ever or worst ever. There was no middle ground by people. All right, Jeff, I greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS show. We'll be right back. More Super Bowl talk on the way.